In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to leverage all the functionality of reporting services from within a custom application, including the ability to access the report server programmatically using the web services APIs, and how to embed the Visual Studio 2010 report viewer control in a custom application to render reporting services reports.
In this demonstration, I'm going to develop a Windows Forms application that will deliver reporting functionality and report rendering. So before me here in Visual Studio 2010, I have the reports form open. And I commence by introducing a split container. And into panel 1, I place a list box, and I use its doc property to fill the available panel. This list box is going to present a list of available reports cataloged in the report server. So to achieve that, I right-click my references and add the service reference. I click the Advanced button and then add web reference. And then I type in the reference to my report server, and specifically the report service 2010 web service. So it locates that service, and specifically it's requesting the web services description language document. What it will do is it will interpret that document to understand the methods, the types, the protocols and bindings required to communicate with the web service. And that will prepare Visual Studio for producing a series of proxy classes that will allow me as a developer to program against the web service as if it were a local component. And here we see documentation of the web service. It confirms that we've hit the right web service. And when I scroll down the list, of interest to me in this demonstration will be the listChildren method that will allow me to pass in a folder path and to request whether I wish it to continue recursively returning children. And in return, it will return an array of catalog items. Let me name this the report service and add that reference to the project. And then I double-click the form header to open up the code behind window and the form load event. So what I will do first of all is come to my using declarations at the top, and I'll bring into scope the report service namespace, that is, that will bring into scope the proxy classes and types. And then for convenience, I'm going to use the edit insert file as text. And I have a snippet of code here that essentially instantiates the reporting service object into this variable. Now, it is a good practice that you should then specify what the URL to your report server is. You should not hard code that within your application. Typically, this would come from a configuration file. And then we specify that the credentials for the service use the default credentials of the application. In other words, the credentials or identity of the user running the application. I then declare a variable here, an array of catalog items that will have assigned to it the return of the listChildren method. And I want it to list all of the reports in the sales reports folder, but nothing recursively beneath that folder. I then use a for each to enumerate each catalog item option within that array. And I test that if the type of item is a report and it's not hidden, so like a drill through report would be a hidden report, then let's add the name property to the list box items collection. Let's execute and see what happens. And there we have it. List box, there's only one report available, but dynamically it's been able to retrieve the catalog report and present it as an available option in the list box. So part two of this demonstration, when I return to the report designer, is to introduce from the reporting section here the report viewer control into panel 2. So I can configure this as either local or remote reporting. So for remote, I choose select report. I can then specify the URL to the report server and then a report path. However, in this demonstration, that report path property will be driven by a selection in this list box. So I dock this in the parent container, and then I double click the list box to create the selected index change event handler. And then here I go ahead and insert another snippet of code. And this code here, again, I've commented this out, but we should not hard code that URL to the report server. Ideally, it is retrieved from a configuration file. I then, for the report viewer control and its server report object, update the report path, which consists of the path to the sales reports folder and then the selected text in the list box. And then finally, I call the refresh report method. Incidentally, you'll note up here that this line of code was inserted when I added the report viewer control. So I'm going to modify that method simply to say clear it until a selection is made in the list box. And now when I execute the report, the web service is used to retrieve the available reports, make the selection here, and then the report viewer control is then prompting me for a parameter value, and then we can interact with the report. The report viewer control provides full functionality of navigation between pages, moving back to parent report, stopping execution, refreshing, printing, layout of printing, page setup, rendering in different formats, and zoom. And these properties, or properties of the report viewer control itself, allow you as a developer to enable or disable these at will.